ready? Let's see who's in the waiting room today. We have my friends Shane the Koala, Sally the Snake, and Cecil the Snail.
Oh dear, they do look like a poorly lot.
Here comes Shane the Koala.
Shane is eating eucalyptus leaves, which are a koala's favourite type of food.
This is very strange. Normally Shane is so happy. I wonder what's wrong with him.
I think Shane might be homesick, but I wonder where home is.
Let's show him some pictures of places around the world and see which one makes Shane happy. Italy. America. Australia. Shane is from Australia, which is on the other side of the world. Many people miss home when they are living somewhere different, and they sometimes feel very sad and homesick.
Well, let's sing a song to make him feel better, shall we?
You're feeling homesick, and that's because you're a long, long way from the land of Oz. You miss visiting Sydney Opera House and going to the outback for a walk about. Lots of friends you know. Cling on, don't let go. We can call your friends back home.
So there you go, Shane. Do you feel a bit happier now?
And we have a little surprise for you, all the way from Australia.
I think this one's for you, Shane. It's your cousin, Bruce.
Did you know that snakes can't chew their food, so they have to swallow it whole?
Hi there, Sally. Let's take a look at what might be the matter with you. It looks like Sally might have swallowed something that doesn't belong there. I know that shape, but let me just double check. Robbo, I think we need to have a closer look. Can you take an x-ray, please?
One x-ray coming right up.
An x-ray is a machine that can see through things. We can use it to take pictures of our insides. It's a key! Oh dear, Sally, a key definitely doesn't belong in your tummy.
Swallowing keys and other objects like this can be very dangerous. It could hurt your tummy and make you very unwell.
Well, now we know what the problem is, how can we remove the key from Sally's tummy?
How about a magnet? Magnets are amazing. They have a magnetic force that can attract some types of metals, like iron.
Good idea, Robbo. If we put the magnet against Sally's skin, it will pull the key towards it and we can move it along Sally's body and back out of her mouth. Stay calm, Sally. This won't hurt and the key will be out in no time at all. How do you feel, Sally? Great work, Robbo. I think Sally's saying thank you.
I think it must be my magnetic personality.
Here comes Cecil the Snail.
As you've probably guessed, snails like Cecil are very slow movers. In fact, they are one of the slowest creatures on Earth.
Oh, poor you, Cecil. You really don't look well at all. A little slime is good for a snail like Cecil, as it helps them to move as well as protect them from the sun. But this is just too much slime. It means Cecil can't climb walls. He's just too slippery. I think Cecil may be suffering from a cold. I know how to make you feel better, Cecil, but we're going to need a bit of help from our friend Shane the Koala. Robbo, do you remember Shane was eating eucalyptus leaves before? The oil from eucalyptus leaves can help with runny noses and coughs when you have a cold and should help our friend Cecil here.
I think Shane is just leaving the Pet Rescue Centre. I'll go and find him.
Thank you so much for popping back, Shane. Now, Cecil, breathe in some of that precious eucalyptus oil and you'll start feeling better. That's all from the Pet Rescue Centre today. See you again soon.
Bye!